the Sahel region of West Africa. How access to water and land fluctuates and creates conflict between farmers and herders. Sahel means coast in Arabic, as in the shore of a desert, a shifting and possibly advancing sea of sand. Here, conflict between farmers and herders is overlapping with jihadist violence, weakening authorities' grip on rural areas and contributing to the epidemic of military coups knocking out governments. If herders don't move, they and their livestock die, but they are increasingly being prevented from roaming where they used to. Those farmers who dream of a sedentary paradise with predictable revenues have no time for pastoral nomads. Jordan. How the strategy of recruiting unemployed rural men into the military has fallen apart, leaving huge questions about dealing with drought. Sudan. How rich nations, having exhausted their own water resources, are now seeking food in poor ones, such as Sudan. Foreign mega farms have often surrounded themselves with an extreme lack of transparency, with investment coming from Gulf Arab countries that have lots of money but little water or arable land. The West and the rest. Western democracies are not immune from climate violence, as examples from Greece and the Mediterranean demonstrate. What's good about it? It is no coincidence that many of the worst climate-related security crises are unfolding in precisely the places that are also battling severe non-climate-related environmental woes. The number of people who could be displaced by climate change by 2050 is roughly equal to the total who lived on Earth around the time of Jesus' birth, about 200 million. Backdraft occurs when well-intentioned attempts to address climate change prompt as much trouble as the initial challenges. For example, large-scale electrification seems desirable, but requires a lot of new mining for battery components in troubled countries. There is a deep unfairness to much of this, one that goes beyond the fact that it is those that contributed the least to climate change are most vulnerable to its violence. Mega projectivitis is what one social scientist calls a global obsession with grandiose projects when smaller ones would probably work better. Climate dislocation is what the author calls wild, irrational expressions of possibly misdirected rage. As climate change intensifies, more states are waking up to the possibility of disrupted supply chains in the more politically and economically fraught environment that a warming world will likely bring. By 2045, three-quarters of the world's food will come from countries susceptible to extreme heat, and many are mining groundwater resources unsustainably. The longer the world pursues varying degrees of climate action, the more vulnerable the West and other global emitters will be to global South fury. On a final uplifting note, environmental peacekeeping, or EP, is based on the idea that shared climate and environmental concerns can form attractive entry points for conflict resolution and recovery. What do you have to watch? Not much. This is a thoroughly researched and highly detailed book that sheds specific local light on what climate violence really looks like.